listening to the Donna and Steve show right here on My Talk 107.1. Dawn.
Hi.
You watched Borat 2.
I did.
Now, where does one find this again?
This is on Netflix.
Oh, see,
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
That's okay. Where you'll find it.
Okay.
Thank you. Amazon Prime.
It stresses me out. Yes. I don't like gags.
Okay. Well, you got to be a fan of Sacha Baron Cohen.
I do like him.
Aren't you, though, amazed at what he can pull off?
Yes.
He's
very
talented. Ability to hold the character. Deliver funny lines and just have the gall to do it.
Yes.
That's
is something.
It's just pretty amazing to me. I enjoyed it. I felt like he was more daring even in this one than he was in the first.
Really?
And I felt like the storyline was a little bit more cohesive. You know, it made more sense. He had more of a goal in it than the last one.
Huh.
His goal in it is to give his daughter as a gift to Mike Pence.
To give his daughter from the
nation of Kazakhstan. Yes. So his daughter in it is absolutely incredible. She wasn't in the first one, but she is really going to be a breakout star. Her name is Maria Bakalova. And she plays his daughter and is just as funny at pulling off these pranks as he is. If you don't like this type of a show, you're going to hate this. You are going to absolutely hate it. It's pretty funny how he communicates through facts back and forth. He goes to like this UPS store and he's pretending to fax his prime minister or whomever in Kazakhstan back and forth, but he'll just do like one word sentences, and the dude just keeps doing it, and it gets more outlandish, and the guy becomes invested in what's going on, because, you know, the fake fact says that if you don't complete this task, we're going to
like kill you.
We're gonna execute you, and the guy's like, well, it says that they're going to execute you. And he just hands him the facts. Oh my gosh! There is a scene that is so shocking that has to do with this cotillion or this. It's like a father daughter,
like,
you know, coming out ball. Yeah. Okay. So he takes his daughter to this, and I'm sure this was all prearranged. That, you know, there's this man, they want to be accepted in the community, and of course they paid, I'm sure, to be involved in this cotillion dance. And all the girls are done up, and it's like their coming out ball. You know, we don't really do this a lot anymore, but in the South they do.
It's a big thing.
So he presents his daughter, and they take the microphone, and he's like, "We must do the dance that, you know, we did." Nothing creepy goes on between them, but I can't even tell you what happens.
Are they like gyrating, like kind of like
they're doing a weird dance, but then some unfortunate things happen with her and her time of the month.
Oh my god.
There are a lot of flashes of underneath the skirt, and not just flashes but full on dresses up on the floor. I mean, it is like you just can't believe that they did this. I love to get in the mind of the actors and just how hard it is to improv all of that
and
keep a straight face and not let on that you're not completely 100. It must be so exhilarating to be completely committed to your character like that, to where you would not let on. The goal is for people not to know that it's fake.
Okay, so are there other people coming out, or, you know, they're coming of age, whatever, taking part in this?
They aren't dancing. The floor is theirs. So everyone is watching. No. It's like, and they're all trying to be polite, but it's like, oh, they just can't believe it. People start walking away. It is the most shocking scene in it. And sorry if I spoiled that or ruined it for anybody, but it'll be just as crazy for you to watch it.
Okay, let me ask you this. What part of the country is this taking place in?
I believe that part is in Georgia.
Okay, that's what
it's in Atlanta.
Okay, the reason I ask is because we had a story not that long ago about Reese Witherspoon's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Had a big, you know, cotillion, was part of a cotillion thing.
Oh, and then he convinces two guys. I just don't even know how he did this, but there are two guys. He doesn't. This is must have been filmed right whenever they start the pandemic started. So there are two guys that he. There's a guy he meets outside of like a convenience store. Nobody's on the streets. It's completely vacant, and it's in the South. And he's like, "Where is everybody?" And the guy goes, "There's a virus. There's a pandemic. Nobody can. You know, you can't. Nobody. It's locked down." And he goes, "I don't know where to go." He convinces the guy to let him come live with him for like 3 days, him and this other hillbilly guy, and everything they go through. I mean, he orders things online and has them shipped to the house. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
It's just,
I can't, I am in amazement at his courage to do this, but just from a performing standpoint. Whether or not it's too over the top for you or not, just as an individual performer, his commitment to that character, like I would just feel so uncomfortable. I don't like pranks. Like I'm not, I just get a little nervous if I'm involved in a prank.
Me too.
I can't imagine this. I did see, all I saw very benign by comparison to what you're talking about, Don, but there was one scene where he was operating some sort of a truck, and then there was a guy that had a Tesla. And he was like, all right, hey, first thing, you got to go really slow. And then he drives his trucks like and basically snaps the guy's door off of his Tesla, more or less. Oh. And the guy said, what is the first thing I said to you? And he said, hello, nice to meet you. And I was amazed at his comedic timing in that. I thought, wow.
You know what? They shot a lot of things that aren't in the movie. And I think that's one of them.
Yeah. That could have been just like an internet teaser.
Because people were complaining that the things that they teased weren't in the movie, but I think they do that on purpose to throw you off the trail.
Yeah.
So it can be a surprise.
On how many Garys?
Oh, I would say 3 out of 5 Garys.
Okay.
It's pretty good. 3 scary Garys.
Ooh, scary Gary.
Yep.
Yeah. This is our week to get them in, man. Mm-hmm. We paid for them.
Steve, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you like the MTV show Punk'd?
I did like Punk'd. I liked Punk'd a lot. That's a fair question.
Yeah.
I don't know why Borat makes me feel like, oh, man. But I loved Punk'd. When Justin Timberlake like started crying after he thought his whole house had been broken into.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
That was there were some really great ones.
I'm with you
Punk'd.
On that. I'm kind of fine with that. But the Borat stuff is just like just too much of like doubling down on, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Dawn. Closing question.
Yeah.
There's a scene involving former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you walk away thinking, oh, I hear what Giuliani's saying, he was untucking his shirt, or not?
I feel like he was tucking his shirt in. I feel like he didn't have to lay down to do that. And if he was really trying to not be creepy, he wouldn't have. But sure. I don't think that he did anything inappropriate. She was trying to take off his microphone and... Or he was, and it was like sort of a flirtatious thing, but I don't feel like he was trying to do anything super nefarious. I just think it was flirtatious.
Who was he flirting with?
His daughter. So his daughter poses as a reporter and does an interview with him.
Got it.
And she keeps touching his leg. Like she, not that he should respond to that at all. He should be hyper aware as a politician not to do that.
Yes.
And so she's from another country and, you know, she's like, let's go in and have a drink in the bedroom. And he goes in there with her. And that's where these are pinhole cameras, I guess. They're made big cameras. So he didn't know that he was being filmed at that point.
I don't think that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Okay. Right. Sorry.
Jeez.
Blame Steve. He asked me.
Sorry.
Yes, Steve.
Hey, let's do a study after the break.
Okay. You got one?
I actually have a pretty positive study regarding couples in quarantine and the impact it's had, despite, I think, what the common refrain tends to be. And then I want to get into this really interesting article that I read about Josh Hartnett that kind of changed the way I feel about Josh Hartnett. I'll tell you about it when we return. It's Don and Steve on My Talk.
We're buddies. We like to study. Yeah, we're buddies.
Oh, no, she's kind of rapping. Oh, man. She did the first one and she felt good about it.
Studies have shown that
several long-term studies have shown
several scientific studies have shown,
and here with their findings are study buddies,
the perfect nerd couple,
Donna and Steve.
You're my baby buddy, Lou.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Good to do the radio show with you and Dawn and now this intellectual adventure. It's a study that we found about couples. This is good.
Okay.
According to a new survey, one-third of women, ever heard of them, who have been living with their partner but aren't married to them, say the quarantine has made them realize they're with the one.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, that's so sweet.
About half of people also say that just 1 month together during the early quarantine phase, where they weren't seeing anybody else, felt like the equivalent of spending 1 year in a relationship. That's good news for couples. All we hear about is more people are looking into divorce. More people are looking into divorce. Other people, though, are opening their eyes in a new way. Looking across the couch, seeing the person who's also gained 8 to 12 pounds and saying, I'm good. This is good. We'll deal with that person.
Plus, you probably haven't been at your best self. And that person, how they deal with it and how they put up with it.
Yes.
That's important.
You learn a lot about one another.
Really do.
That's good stuff. Is that
it? Or maybe in some cases, you might have a roommate. And the quarantine might be causing you both to just kind of look at each other like, hey, you know what? What are we going to do here, huh?
Right.
I do feel, thank you for asking. Okay, I know, I feel like we've become better friends since the pandemic.
Because you don't see each other.
No, because we do.
No, no, no. She's talking about her roommate, Jason.
Oh, I thought she was talking about Steve.
Definitely not me.
No.
We've not
I saw
closer.
He was kind of hinting at me.
I
mean, you know, it's just, it's nice. You get to know somebody better.
It's true.
The more time you spend with them.
It's like being in detention with somebody, right?
It would really suck if you weren't on the same page, if you know what I mean, as far as the pandemic goes and limiting people coming into the house and that kind of thing. You know, if one person was like, yeah, I'm going to have five of my friends over, and the other person were like, oh, hell no, please don't.
No, we're not.
Yeah. I mean, that would make things a little more difficult, I would say.
How often do you threaten to kick him out?
I don't.
Like, is it if he gets mouthy?
It's funny, because he does.
I've never known that I could retaliate in some way.
Not often. No, okay. I don't like confrontation. That's my chair, by the way. it's actually my hip. Every now and then it makes that noise.
Oh, man. Oh, by the way, Louis C.K., Matt LeBlanc, and what's his face?
Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Donna, they're all 53.
Oh, how about that?
They all went to high school together.
What
right?
would you like for me to do with that information now?
I'm just saying.
Oh, are they all single?
I don't know.
Matt LeBlanc is married.
What about Joey Rogan?
I don't know about him.
He seems like your kind, bad boy, a lot of tats.
Oh, I didn't know he had a lot of tats.
I think maybe he doesn't have any tattoos.
Well, I really liked Louis C.K. until recent events.
Such a shame. I felt like his apology was sincere, though.
I did, too.
One of the only sincere ones.
Probably one of the best, you know.
For ranking apologies about inappropriate behavior. Yeah. That's what we've come
down
to.
Pulling out your you-know-what.
Hey.
What?
Josh Hartnett is in the news.
Oh, okay.
He's from Minnesota, right?
He is.
Actually, he mentions Louis C.K. So he did an interview with The Guardian. I've had, like, very much of a no opinion on Josh Hartnett. I never really, like, followed him much.
He's just kind of there, you know?
Well, he was a heartthrob back in the 90s. In the 90s, the article says there were, like, five big actors of the time. Like, right around the year 2000. Mm-hmm. It was Leo, Will Smith, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Josh Hartnett. Mm-hmm. Michael Bay, who directed Josh Hartnett in Pearl Harbor, put it rather bluntly, saying he's going to be bleeping huge. The actor, according to The Guardian, grimaces when anybody even mentions that. He said huge was something I never aspired to. But in this article, Josh Hartnett opens up about his decision essentially to just kind of walk away.
Completely?
Not completely, but to walk away from Hollywood.
Okay.
As you knew it. And he had studios who were like come on, kid, we want to get you in with this, and we want you to do this, and you know, you'll be a huge star, all that kind of stuff. And he was like, yeah, that's not really my jam. And he wanted to do new roles in the world of acting that weren't just rehashes of some other version of a hero that he had already played at some point. Mm. And so he like intentionally just sort of stepped back from it. As the story goes, he turned down the role of Superman.
Wow. And
just because, again, like kind of the, it was not the avenue that he wanted to go.
He would be a great Superman.
And then there was a rumor that he was also considered to play Batman. He kind of dispelled that.
Yeah.
And said that it wasn't so much of a reality. But now, then he moved overseas. He lives somewhere in Great Britain now, he and his wife. And he said he was, like, back then, think about this. I was just happy with the amount of fame that I had and the types of roles that I was getting. At the same time, regarding his choosing to do Pearl Harbor, he asked himself, am I just afraid that by doing Pearl Harbor, I'm going to enter a new category of filmmaking that I might not be ready for? I ultimately chose to do it because turning it down would have been based on fear. Then it defined me, which means I was right to fear it. So it sounds like he looks back on his turn in Pearl Harbor as maybe not quite a kiss of death, but just like, see, this was my fear of doing just these huge, big budget movies. And then this is what happens. There are many stars who would be very happy with the things that Josh Hartnett was offered. But he seems to look back on it like, yeah, this got away a little bit from the joy I find in acting.
Huh.
And so now he's doing smaller roles and seems to be really happy about it.
Because he's an artiste. I'm going to have to go and watch Pearl Harbor. I have that up at the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
It's been many years since I have seen that. That would be very cool. Oh, it's a Money Monday. Is it time?
The 1-2-3 system. What it is and how it can save you money. We'll dig into it when we return. It's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, we're back. Did you miss us? It's Donna and Steve. Thanks for asking. Dawn's here, too.
Hi.
Hey, Dawn.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Cranberry juice.
Oh, I love cranberry juice.
Yeah, right? So good.
They say it's good if you have kidney stones.
Urinary tract infection.
Same thing, right? Probably crystallization, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'll look it up. We don't have time for that. We got to do this.
Come on now, let's talk some money.
Oh, good. Let's talk about money.
Money Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So.
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
But mostly it's Steve.
Before I tell you about the 1-2-3 money hack, we'll do a knock-knock joke to get us started. Everybody ready?
Okay.
Guys, I can see you through the window. Knock-knock.
Mm. Who is it? Hi, who's there?
This bag's about to cray.
Okay.
Nobody's home. Leave the package at the door.
This bag's about to crinkle. Sound effects gets us excited for tonight.
That's great. Yeah.
It's a War of the Worlds. Project Down and Dirty. Old timey radio. Now the 1-2-3 system. God, I feel like I'm talking to two teachers who frighten
me. We're just listening.
The 1-2-3 system is something that anybody can implement. And it will help you to figure out, was I happy about the money that I spent? Thus, it will help you to make better choices about the money that you spend in the future. So here's what you do. You go through, and Donna, you might like this because it's if you balance your checkbook still, you have a good understanding as to what each of the individual purchases were.
Yes.
Right? Because you're actually looking at it.
Absolutely. So
you go through at the end of the month. Look at your purchases,
mm-hmm.
and you can do this just on Wells Fargo, the app, or whatever. Give every purchase a 1, a 2, or a 3.
Oh, I like that.
Now, if you wanted, you could do it at the end of the month, you could do it at the end of the day if you wanted to, at the end of a week. She assigns a 1 rating, this is from certified financial planner Shanna Compton, a 1 rating to purchases that did not make her feel good.
Okay.
A 2 rating to things that felt sort of good, but more or less just indifferent. And then a 3 for dollar amounts that she would spend all over again in a heartbeat. And their thinking here is that this is a really mindful way to ferret out the expenses that you would like to cut out.
Hmm.
Because we do so much of our spending is mindless, and it's until you sort of journal about it, essentially, and like, what made me feel good, what didn't, then you will be spending money much, much more intentionally.
I like that. Now, Dawn, you bought a rather inexpensive coat over the weekend. What kind of rating would you give that purchase?
Oh, a 1.5.
It felt earlier like a 1, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't need a coat.
Mm-hmm.
And I just liked the way it looked.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Are you going to wear it?
I wore it today.
Okay, I'm going to have to check it out. And then I'll give it a rating.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's a different scale.
We went through a whole process because there are no mirrors in Costco where I got this coat.
Oh, okay.
And so I made MC take pictures of me in 3 different coats at different angles, like a side view.
Oh, sure. That's a good idea.
And he showed me. He's so sweet.
Aw. That is so nice.
Yeah. I tried something on at Costco recently and had to set the phone up. I was alone, so then I just rested it against other clothes and then just like used it as a mirror. I felt like an idiot.
Why don't they put mirrors up? If they're going to sell clothes, there should be at least a few mirrors in that area.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like there have been a number of purchases that I've made, and it's usually shoes. And I'll buy shoes, and then I'll wear them until I can't wear them anymore, and I beat them to death.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go, that was a damn good purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Because you love them so much that they become your favorite. Maybe this coat will become your favorite, and you'll go, best $30 I ever spent.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to free your mind. This seems like a very frugal purchase, I think, by the typical standard of like splurging on a coat.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you spent a couple $100 on it. $30? I got a little Sherpa thing from there a couple weeks ago, and it was $30. I felt great about it.
I do when I try to figure out if I really need something? I'll go, you know what? If I was at the airport, that would be 2 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
You know?
Or
I'll spend whatever on going out to eat.
Right. Like, you don't go out to eat anymore.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I kind of just liken it to that and go, well, I would have spent this going out to dinner with friends. So
you still saved me money. Feel better.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very. We give you, it was Dawn for the win.
Really, the coat that I wore all last winter that my mom got me, it has a hood, and I don't know where the hood is because I zipped it off, and now
I've done that too. It's like some random drawer.
Yeah. Maybe it's packed away in my storage unit, the hood. I don't know.
That's funny. Anyway, I approve that.
Yeah, we give it.
Purchase.
Okay.
Donna and I give your purchase a 3.
Oh, thanks.
You feel really good about
it. I feel so much better.
I do want to see it first.
Okay.
What does it look like?
Yeah, put it on. Put it on. Do you have it in your room with you right now, Dawn?
No, it's in the prep room.
D word.
Go get it.
Right now?
Go get it. We'll cover it for you.
Yeah. And then I'll describe it to everybody, okay?
I'll tell you quick about a $100 savings challenge you can do in just 30 days. You want to have $100 saved quick?
Yes.
Days 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, you just save $1 a day.
Okay.
Day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you save $2 a day.
Oh, I love this already.
And then you just keep going up, and by the end of it, you end up spending, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, your final 10 days... You are saving $5 a day, but just $5 a day. By the end of that month, as you incrementally go up, you have $100 saved. Maybe you got your eye on something that's $100.
Oh, I like that.
Nice way to squirrel it away.
Dawn could have gotten 3.5 coats.
She could have.
Oh, I love it. Yes, good purchase.
Yes, queen.
I like the color. It's kind of like almost like a, it's not wine. It's got a little orange undertone. It's got a hood. It's got a zipper. It's kind of got a quilty feel to it. It's winter. It's very nice. That's a good purchase.
Okay, good. $30.
That's really
great.
I was going to get one that was $20, but then I was like, I'll get the $30 one.
Oh, upgrade.
Right. Yeah. Steve, I'll send you a picture. So
I need to see a picture.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's much better if you just send it without me asking you, hey, send me a pic.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd never be weird. Goes over well. Yeah. No, it was a Costco coat. you know, this gets me thinking about this. So this whole list that they is on apartmenttherapy.com that talks about the 1-2-3 system of figuring out how do I really feel, and then maybe you'll start weeding out more of the ones and maybe even put a little more intentional money toward the threes, the things that are really making you feel empowered or good or satisfied, whatever.
Okay.
On this list, they also have something that I have shared this before, Donna, and then we had someone who wrote us a note months later that said, hey, I did it and saved like $1,300. It's the $5 bill saving system.
Doesn't that feel good when you get that validation that somebody actually put it into practice? And
yeah, they're all good in theory, but it's like, did anyone really do this? And then they say, hey, I saved this much money and we're using it because we're going to Mexico this year.
Yes.
So the $5 bill saving system is pretty simple. Works better if you're in and around cash a little more. But every time you see a $5 bill, save it.
Okay.
Save it. It's a $5, not a $1, not a $10, not a $20, not a $100.
Just a $5 bill.
$5 bill. Anytime you see a $5, it goes into savings. They also say, of course, if you can do a jar saving somewhere safe in your house where it's a clear jar and you see it,
yes,
it motivates you just because you see it. Like when you do it in a bank account online, there's great benefit to that in that it will be automated and your emotion isn't involved and your habits aren't involved. Just goes without you thinking about it. But if you're just trying to save up money for a new jacket or concert tickets, or can you remember concerts?
Yeah, remember that?
Could be concert tickets. You could then save and get a jar, a mason jar, put a little label on the outside, Neil Diamond concert. Tickets, shockingly, over $100. And then you just put the dollar bills in each time, and you'll see that jar growing, which will key your brain to say, oh, wait, is there any more of that green around? What else can we put in there? And then it just sort of programs you,
yes,
to be more intentional about the money that you're trying to save.
Or what you can do with it is you can give back. And you can go, absolutely, to mytalk1071.com and
I
make
like
a donation
it
to the Alina Caring for Caregivers Fund so we can get that match from Phil Olson, the senior mortgage planner with Cross Country Mortgage, who offered up $1,500.
Oh, my God. What a great idea. This is all part of our Project Down and Dirty 2020, the classic radio drama. It's presented by Dr. Anesthetics and 360 Painting. So we have mentioned Phil Olson, the senior mortgage planner at Cross Country Mortgage. Also, AARP Minnesota, Crescent Tide Cremation, Voyage Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
They are all other matching sponsors that we have as well. So if you want to get in the know, again, Project Down and Dirty officially kicks off tonight. You can go to mytalk1071.com. Your keyword when you get there will be the word project.
I love it.
It's going to be really great. Here's another tip for you.
Okay.
If you're looking for a little bite-sized info in the world of personal finance, you don't want to sit through like an hour-long class or anything like that, a cool podcast, always about 5 to 10 minutes. It's called Optimal Finance Daily, and it's where a guy with a really wonderful reading voice reads to you just from some of the most popular money blogs on the internet. So they find the article, they bring it right there, they read it to you, and it gets you in the know on things like FIRE. What does FIRE mean? Do you know what FIRE means, Donna?
I can't remember.
Financially independent, retire early. That's a big movement in the personal finance world.
Love it.
They break things down like that. Super savers, savings challenges, myths about real estate, all this kind of stuff. But it's all right there. So download that podcast. It's called Optimal Finance Daily. Listen, if you're already downloading, download our app too. MyTalk1071.
Yes, I get the great listener rewards too.
Hey, you can listen with your AirPods that you might just win from our listener rewards, whoop, here in the whoop month of October. We've got a streaming sampler pack, MyTalk gear, restaurant gift cards, and more. So download the app or go to mytalk1071.com. Listen to our show, and then you can check out the Optimal Finance Daily.
When we come back, let's find out from Dawn what's going on with Big Brother. Is that show still on?
It's still on, yeah.
All right, we'll get a little recap from Dawn when we come back. And also, our Facebook question is a fill-in-the-blanker.
The best part of my weekend was blank. We'll dig into what you had to say that when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Okay, final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Tonight, oh man, I have gotten so used to just looking like a, I don't even know how to describe it. Looking like someone who doesn't care.
Yet
now, got to slap some makeup on because we're doing a Facebook Live broadcast from 7 to 7:30.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, got to get some good rest. Gotta get healthy.
Oh, before tonight.
Before tonight, I feel like you're cramming a lot in here.
Yeah.
No, you'll be fine.
Gotta get hair and makeup.
No.
Oh no, trust me. I just got a glimpse of myself, and I look like I died and came back to life.
I'm betting yours will be the. How strong is your internet at your house?
It's fine.
Okay. It could be more a little pixelated. You don't have to worry about it.
You know, I think I'm going to go buy one of those lights.
A ring light.
Yes, a ring light.
They're really good. They're great. Where do you buy them? Do they sell them at stores?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Target has them. Best Buy has them.
Wow. Yeah. Oh yeah. They are really great for a video situation.
But how do you change that bulb?
You don't. I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like a long lasting LED. It's only on for very few minutes of a day.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
You get one for like $10. $20.
Oh.
$20. There you go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to be great. I can't wait to see you tonight. Sorry.
Are you coming in, Steve?
No, because we're not. Are we?
No, tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Tomorrow,
I lost my brain stopped working halfway through the sentence.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. And Wednesday, I am all radio all day. No TV at all.
Do you know where you're going?
Uh-uh.
You don't know what room you're going in?
I don't think so.
Have you talked to anybody about this?
No, I just... Okay. No, Amy just sent me a note over the weekend.
Okay.
And she just said, hey, would you be able to come in on Tuesday through Thursday? Because it's difficult to do what we're trying to do through Zoom, blah, blah, blah. And then I just said, yeah, I have to. And that's all that I know. I don't think she specified. Do you know what room I'll be in?
I knew as you told us on the show that you were coming in. So
I
just wanted to pre-plan on the show for you to figure that out because...
Will they put me back to where I used to be?
You mean over where Bradley is?
Yes, Queen.
Oh, I forgot you used to be over there. Sure.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
I heard something, too, about... Wait a minute. Can I read something? Let me find this online the old text message here. Amy, never good to get a text from Amy over the weekend, huh?
No.
We've built a recording area in sales.
Oh, that's great.
It's complex, is what she said to me.
Oh.
There's a recording area. Have you seen this, either of you?
No.
The recording area? And
no.
I wonder if it's in the conference room that they have there?
That could be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, can I just tell you guys that somebody sent me an email, and it says, B. Arthur, up for adoption. It's from Sandy. There is a dog named B. Arthur up for adoption at Underdog Rescue, and she's so cute. She's a pit bull boxer mix.
Oh.
So I sent it to Jason and said, you need to adopt this dog.
Oh.
Is he looking to add more dogs?
No.
No.
But I mean, it already comes with the name.
Okay.
Right?
I'm trying to find Underdog Rescue
right now. Oh, here, I'll forward it to you guys.
Okay. Underdog Rescue.
It's on their Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody go and adopt this dog. I mean, everybody. Not everybody. Just the first person to adopt this dog. Oh, my God, she's precious.
By the way, I was working on a new command with my dog last night.
Ooh.
Went pretty well. The leave it command.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up a couple different ways to do leave it. It's fun to watch a puppy figure something out when their little light bulb goes off in their head.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't know. You get these old weathered dogs, Donna. You're such a big heart that you're a rescuer of dogs, and you bring them in, and they probably come tailor-made with some level of a skill set, I would imagine.
Skill set. A little bit.
Yeah, puppies don't. They just all they know is they think life is a toy, and they're just trying to chew on it. So when you teach them, leave it, and it's step by step, and then we dropped it on the ground, leave it, and then drop multiple on the ground, and then they would start to lunge forward, leave it. And then when they do, it is such a fun moment.
Isn't it when you realize that something works? Something
yes.
you taught has worked. Aww. Just like we were talking about with the email and the money stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially with an animal, because they don't speak our language. So when you have some sort of like a communicative breakthrough with them, it's kind of like, this is pretty crazy that you, as a dog, who are only thinking of food, stopped for a moment and understood what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah.
pretty great. I'll send you a video. Please stop harassing me.
I really like that you're enjoying all this. All this dog training. I'm just so impressed that you are 100% on board. That's great.
I really would like Buddy and the dog to meet.
I would too. When do you want to do that?
Good. We'll figure out some weekend to do it.
Okay.
Alexis has been unknowingly saying commands at her son, like Katie K9 taught her to do with her dogs.
Like, she'll, oh no! Like,
when
sit.
He picks up something, she'll go release, sit.
Oh my god, I release. Love it. That's hilarious. Oh man,
had a wildly popular question on our Facebook page today.
All right, I'm happy.
We had 58 comments. It's strong. It's like a B.
Strong. Oh, that's great.
Like a B. 62. The question is: fill in the blank. The best part of my weekend was. Crystal said eating a croissant for the first time in years.
Oh.
Her daughter has celiac, so they don't have any gluten in the house. She was at her dad's. I went to a bakery, shared a croissant and a few other gluten-filled goodies with my parents.
Oh, that's a treat for her.
Jessica said the best part of her weekend was watching Hallmark movies for the first time.
The Christmas ones, I wonder?
Cuddled up under a blanket, snow falling, mindless happy shows, just when I needed. It's going to be a good year for Hallmark.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if another quarantine comes in, you know, it's going to be bang up for them.
Yes. By the way, I linked up B. Arthur on our show links page at
my
talk
107. At other babies.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You need a
there's
baby.
One named Bibby, a little chihuahua.
Oh, a baby.
There's a dog with a one eye.
Oh, yes.
Sweet. Oh, gosh.
I had a friend who had a dog, a chihuahua with one eye, oddly.
I have a friend with a named dog Solo. With one eye, too, named Tula.
I also have a friend with a dog with one eye.
Shut
do
up.
Any chihuahuas?
Named Marbles.
No.
He's a little chihuahua. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so
maybe
cute.
Maybe chihuahuas aren't born with two eyes. That's a pretty good case study that we just had.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Three. Wow.
Dawn, we do not have time to find out what's going on with Big Brother. Will you tell us tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Wait, give us a 1 minute rundown real quick. Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
Okay, so they have to wait. So they had this episode in between. They're doing their next head of household on Wednesday with the finale.
Oh.
So they had this episode that was almost, I would say, uncomfortable to watch because it's a recap. They were recapping how they felt, the final three people in the house. But there has to be direction there. So they have to, like, write lines for them to sort of breed in a way that is sounds natural, but it never does.
Like,
yes.
Do you remember whenever you almost eliminated me last week? I thought you were going to. And you're like,
it's like bad actors.
Yeah, it's just all around weird. And they gave him this nice dinner with lobster tail and everything. But it was basically just a recap show.
Okay.
Hey, bad acting. You know what that reminds me of?
Project Down and Dirty.
War of the Worlds. Yeah. Tickets on sale now, by the way. It kicks off tonight, but our world premiere of the finished product this Friday, October 30th, 7 p.m. All proceeds go to our frontline COVID relief charities, Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly, Alina Health Caring for Caregivers Fund, Every Meal, and Springboard for the Arts. Ticket prices and all of the details about Project Down and Dirty at mytalk1071.com. Your keyword is project.
Yeah, $10. I mean,
come on.
Right?
Come on. You could buy three.
A third of Dawn's coat.
A third of Dawn's coat. That's the math. I was struggling there. You're right.
Oh, man. Steve, it's going to be nice to see you.
See you tomorrow.
This evening and tomorrow.
In person, I'll see you tomorrow.
I know. Don't forget my watermelon sugar.
Yeah.
Watermelon sugar. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. Stay tuned for that, followed by Lori and Julia. And we'll see you on Facebook Live tonight.
I want to leave now.
Okay, bye, Steve. Have a good day, everybody.